We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
Broken John. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got.
Christian Fourie is a bully.
Dale and I have long conversations.
That's it. Done.
He's a clown. What do I care what he says?
Dale Arnold.
Are you going to reveal your sources?
Rich Keefe.
Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that is where he wants to go.
Go for the likes and clicks.
Damn it, everybody knows I'm a bottom feeder.
Dale and Keefe.
I have 1,087 respondents.
Oh, what are we, getting out the measuring
stick
here?
That's what I'm doing
Good
right
Lord.
Now, just for you,
that's
Ross.
That's embarrassing.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So it's the classic Dale and Keefe out of context in the open. Because I have never suggested Christian Fourie is a clown. That's reserved for Mark James, not Christian Fourie.
Scoops Fourie, the hockey insider WEEI. Looking forward to 2 o'clock. I know he said he had something he was saving for 2 o'clock.
Well,
Did he go on with Jerry at 9?
Yeah, but he sort of wanted to give it away. And I guess he was getting texts from Lou and Glenn saying, what are you doing?
It seems,
why the hell would you give it to them at 9?
I don't understand that. Peer pressure? They say, please come on with us. I mean, he's the hockey guy, so they got him on. Now, I'm trying to follow all the pieces here, all the clues,
okay. All
the little nuggets that we're getting. Chara has a broken jaw. That's what we got. Is Chara playing tomorrow? Yes or no? And is Chara out for the series? Yes or no? Have we answered those questions yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, Christian's answered one.
What's the one? Broken jaw. No, that's fine.
But he also yesterday said Dunsky.
Oh.
And then he kind of backed away from Dunsky.
Dunsky would imply then, to me.
You want me to tell you? Well, here's the thing. Like, first of all,
this is from today.
He had
a great
phone.
This is from today. His phone was a little in and out, which is
I'm
tough.
Just going to be honest with you. So
okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying a word until people beg me for it.
Oh, God. Come on with that. But they had him on. That was their decision to have him on.
Well, they didn't know he was going to stonewall him. Obviously, if he agreed to go on.
Wouldn't you think that maybe there was a chance? He's teasing something for 2 o'clock. He has his own show.
I would have guessed he'd save it for 2.
That was like years ago. Wasn't it Ken Rosenthal went on with you and Michael?
Yeah.
And you guys were asking him questions. He's like, oh, you know I'm not going to give that to you. I'm saving that for my show. You're like, all right. Well, then why are you on?
He did reveal, like, he gave a teaser. Here's some of the other interaction from this morning.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I can't really talk about it anymore. You're just going to have to wait. You know, you're just going to have to wait. I mean, Ken knows, right? Ken, we talk
about
talk all the time.
Do you think he's playing?
Do I think he? No, I said yes or no. He is not playing.
All right, you're not playing.
So he gave it away.
Okay, so what does he have it to? I mean, I guess that they're just trying to really push that for 2, and maybe he just went on there to promote OMF 2 to 6 weekdays here on WEEI. Maybe that was part of what he was doing, but we still don't really know for sure. Like, would you bet all of your money right now, and I'm looking at you, Shime.
Because he would bet
Yes, he would.
Anything.
On Chara, yes playing or no playing? Like, would you feel really confident either way?
Yeah, I'm betting my money on no. No chance.
You're
betting hard-earned money on no.
On no. How hard-earned was it?
Well,
we just talking game 5.
Just 4.
Well, no, I'm sorry, 5. Just game 5, yeah.
Yeah, just game 5, I'm betting my hard money on no.
Okay. But, I would lean no, too, but I mean, there's always a chance, I guess. And it's not
players
like we haven't
played
heard.
With broken jaws in the past.
Yes.
Derek Stepan played with a broken jaw. Jeremy Roenick had like 23 fractures in his face, including his jaw, and played.
Jeremy Roenick was
Rick
like.
Rick Tocchet played with a broken
jigsaw
jaw.
Jigsaw and Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
His entire face was broken and he played. That guy is a machine. And he was an unbelievable player on top of it. But anyway.
And a skill player.
A guy scored a million points and all this, and he's out there and also with the toughness on top of it. And we all know Char is tough. That's not even up for debate. But just seeing him there sitting on the bench and, you know, obviously you can do different kind of, you know, sit in the dentist chair or sit with the doctor, whatever it is, for 2 days, I guess. But does that allow you to play on Thursday night? I don't know.
I can quote it. Dunsky is.
Well, Dunskey sounds like he's out.
Oh, well, here's
Dunskey. If you're a hockey insider and you're reporting Dunskey, you're out.
Here's what happened Monday night, just so people have the timeline of things. 3 minutes, basically 3 minutes into the second period, he takes the shot from Braden Schenn off his stick into his face, goes down. They scrape the blood off. He goes off the ice.
Gloves go flying off under his own steam. Yeah.
So he goes off the ice. Doesn't appear the entire second period. Intermission between the second and third, suddenly he appears on the bench with this big bubble shield on, leading me and everybody else to believe, wow, he's going to play.
Here he goes.
Never left the bench.
No.
Now, we found out after the game, because Bruce Cassidy is more forthcoming than almost every coach in the National Hockey League, the doctors had told the trainers he can't play. He's done for tonight. Trainers go to Bruce Cassidy and they say, he's out. You can't play him. But he's asking if he can sit on the bench and be with his teammates.
Which, again, is very rare. You never see it.
No.
When a guy's out, he's out. And he's either at the hospital or he's just in the back. Maybe he's in a dark room, like if it's a concussion type of situation.
Right.
But they're out. They don't sit on the bench. So that was very, very odd to see.
So he asks if he can be out there with his teammates. Cassidy says, if the doctors okay it, obviously I'm fine with it. The doctors then say the only way you can sit on the bench is you've got to put this big thing on, because what if a puck comes up into the bench? What if a stick comes up into the bench? What if some player comes flying through over the boards? We've got to protect this. You can go out and sit there, but you got to put this on if you're going to do it.
Yeah, just weird. Now, I wonder, on the one hand, too, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the rest of the Bruins seeing him there, on the one hand...
Well, they had been told, too.
I know he's not playing, but I'm saying they see him sitting there, and on the one hand, you could say, look at this, he wants to be with his team. But on the other hand, you looked at him, and he just looked different.
He
was in so much pain, he couldn't say anything. So obviously, like, his presence means one thing, I suppose, but just... You know that he's out. Like, you know that he's not playing. And then, obviously, it's not like they played well in the third period or anything. But now, in these 2 days, can enough stuff happen where he is able to suit up and play tomorrow night?
And that's the other part of this, is that the doctors didn't have time to repair him from the time he got hurt to the start of the third period. Whatever repair work needed to be done, whether it's dental repair or jaw repair, they could put some stitches in. They can do that. Hockey players do that all the time.
Right.
But the message through the trainers to the coach was, we can't get him repaired to play. He can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got a couple of days off in between games. They don't play again until tomorrow. Theoretically, you could have time to get some stuff done. Get your jaw wired shut if it's a broken jaw. Get your teeth fixed if he's had teeth knocked out. Enough so that you could go out there and play in game 5 and perform at some sort of level.
Now, playing with a wired shut mouth, I can't imagine is the easiest thing in the world.
And it's been done. Now, guys have done it.
I mean, I know, but it's just nuts. Like, it interrupts your breathing.
There's a couple of things. One is breathing really hard.
Yes.
Nutrition. You're now eating stuff through a straw.
Right.
You know, and hockey players burn through so many calories in the course of a game.
Yeah, you can't just be eating pasta the night before.
It's going to be hard for him if his jaw got wired shut.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard for him to keep the calorie level where he needs it to be to go out and perform at a high level.
Yeah, that just seems really... I mean, again, the pain management thing you almost put to the side just because these guys are all nuts and Chara's, even more nuts on top of it. But just... how are you able to go through it? And this is a guy who's used to playing 24 minutes a night or whatever. So I would imagine even if he does play, that number would have to come down and there'd be a bit of a trickle-down effect from there.
Now, we'll get maybe some idea at practice today. They're on the ice at 11:30 this morning over at the TD Garden. St. Louis skates at 1:30 today.
Although I'm sure there's going to be guys who are playing that will have today off.
They had yesterday off. I think this will be more of a practice than an optional. The day of game skate on Thursday will be an optional. Today will be a practice. And, there will be guys who've got things that they're working on, issues, and they're going to, and Bruce will call it maintenance days.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't be shocked to see Matt Grizzlick on the ice today.
That'd be huge. They could absolutely use him. And, he's got to be cleared and all that stuff. But that would be... the loss of Chara, it wouldn't be quite as impactful if Grizzly could go. Because we saw, when Chara missed a game, who was on that top pair. You know, it was Grizzly. Like you could pop him up there. And,
he would go with McAvoy.
That's what I'm saying.
He would replace Chara on that.
Yeah, we've
pair.
Already seen it once.
Yep.
You know, and that worked
Game
out.
Game 4 of the Carolina series when Chara was out,
and that worked out great. You know, they had a shutout, and Grizzly was really good, and those guys play well together. It's what happens when you start taking out a bunch of guys, and you're talking about, all right, now you're relying more on Steve Kampfer and John Moore. Like that's certainly not ideal.
Now, it was Bruce Cassidy yesterday before the team left St. Louis who said, you know, we've got to look at if Chara and Grizzly are out. Do we look at the possibility of playing seven defensemen, which they have not done once this year? And
right.
By the way, if you want to know who really hates the idea of playing seven defensemen, it's the defensemen. They hate it, but that's beside the point.
But
you're in the Stanley Cup final. Whatever you have to do.
My guess is they can say that they hate it, but it'd really just be two of the guys because they're in the lineup, but they're not going to get as much of a chance. Like, if you have seven defensemen, five defensemen, or six defensemen, isn't Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo going to play a million minutes, like, regardless? Like, wouldn't it be Clifton and Moore that don't play as much, or Kampfer?
Here's what as I look at this possibility, I think that if Chara and or Grizzly are in, it's more likely you play seven defensemen, not less, because you've got two guys who are coming off of injury issues. The two games you've lost in this series, you've lost when you got knocked down to five defensemen. And that was the Grizzly game 2, the Chara game 4.
Yeah,
that's when you had issues. If one or both of those guys are in the lineup tomorrow night, that's when I think perhaps Cassidy considers dressing a seventh defenseman, because if something happens.
Oh, yeah, the insurance.
Chara's a beast,
but
he's going to be less than 100% when he's out there. Same with Grizzly. If something happened to one of those guys, would we still be able to field a full complement of defense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And even though if you say the defenseman would love to play with five, well, the two games that we've seen it certainly wasn't ideal, and that was even for a full game. You know, that was just for two periods, and then I guess a little bit of the overtime in game 2. But so those guys are going to have to step up anyway. Like, Torrey Krug's going to have to be better than he was in game 4. Carlo's going to have to play a ton. McAvoy's going to have to play a ton. But then that goes back to the same question that we had yesterday, is if you do play seven defensemen, you got to lose a forward, and each guy comes with sort of a little hesitation. Not that they've had 12 forwards all playing amazing. In fact, they've had a handful that you could easily sit. However, there's sort of plus minus to each one of them, whether you're giving up some toughness, you're giving up, you know, consistency on a certain line, you're giving up a power play guy.
Or,
you know, shorthanded, whatever it is, there's a lot of questions still up to, you know, because they're healthy. With the exception of Wagner, the forwards are all healthy. Those guys are there.
Wagner was with the team in St. Louis and maybe skating today.
I don't know if he would play anyway. Do you? I mean, maybe he or Achari. I guess you could swap.
I could see he and Achari swapping off. If you got to a, he's not going to play tomorrow night.
No.
If you got
and
to a game
fine,
six, well, you will get to a game 6.
100%.
Game 6 or a game 7.
Right.
You know, it is possible that you'd have. And Wagner could be a real help in terms of the physical presence that the Blues bring to the table. I mean, that's the question with Backes. You talk about he played 9-plus minutes in game 4. He had 6 hits. But other than the hits, did he bring anything else for you?
No, but that was one thing. Yeah, right. That was hits. So I'll say, or you look down all the things that any player can bring to the table, and Jake DeBrusk, what did he bring? I think nothing. I think nothing. And that line, not only is that second line not brought anything to the table, and I know Backes is a part of it, but they've kind of taken away. They've been kind of useless out there. Like, that's not a really helpful line at all. If that, and of all four of the lines that they roll out there, if you got a goal from the Krejci, DeBrusk, Backes line, wouldn't that be the most surprising?
And it would be such a boost.
It'd be a huge boost. You're almost expecting Coyle to score, or even Nordstrom to create a chance, and maybe Corrali to score. Like that, you're almost anticipating that. And then obviously the top line is what it is. I do think it's been a little feast or famine with them. Like, there's not a lot of games where it's kind of, all right, they give you a goal or two. It's either 3 or 0. So I'd like them to be a little bit more consistent, but that second line has just been a real, you know, missing in action.
For the people saying, you know, didn't St. Louis just have a player come back from this? They did. Vince Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn was good.
He missed 6 games, though.
Right.
You don't have 6 games to miss.
No.
You don't have them. He missed 6 games with basically a wired shut jaw, and ironically, he came back. I'm not positive of that.
Because I don't know, because I never saw his mouth open.
Well, plus the one shot we had of him on the bench, he looked like he was in as much pain as Chara did.
He did. He looked miserable. And he had that thing in his lip, and I'm like, what is that? Like, is that maybe where he got hit, or I don't know what it was. But he never really, I never got to look at him with his mouth open because they were talking about how he had his mouth wired shut. And I'm like, it still might be? Question. I have no idea. But because they said he lost a lot of weight, right? Because he had
because of the nutrition
wired shut
part.
For a while. And I think they even asked him.
You're drinking, you know, your breakfast cereal through a straw.
Because they asked him how much weight he's lost. And he said he hasn't gotten on a scale, like, because he didn't want to psych himself out because he knows he's lost a lot of weight. But he at least played well. So, I mean, that's one thing. And I know he took a lot more time off than Chara would potentially take off. But the fact that he was out there kind of flying around, that gives you some hope that as painful as it is, maybe these guys can kind of put it in the back of their mind, at least for a game, and play pretty well.
If there is any player on the Bruins, well, there are two who would come to mind, who would try to play through this and probably could to some degree play through it. One is Chara, the other is Bergeron.
Right.
Who played an entire game, most of a game six against the Blackhawks with a broken rib and a punctured lung.
Right, exactly.
You know, the pain threshold for hockey players is legendary. We know what they can play through. Chara might be even beyond. I mean, he is a freak of nature. People around the game, people on his own team talk about it. Look, they were shocked he was sitting on the bench.
Well, I couldn't believe that he was on the bench but didn't play just because that was so weird. I just thought that was such an odd thing. And so everybody acknowledges and respects the fact that Chara's so tough. So if whatever it is, broken jaw and then some, is going to keep him out, well, then that's why I would think he's going to be out tomorrow night as well. But we don't know. I mean, I guess
they've had time to repair.
The 2 days off helps too, right?
Which they didn't have time to do. You know, you get him back here. You get him in the hands of, and I don't know whether it's a team dentist or a team doctor or whatever.
Yeah, but like how much time to repair?
Well, so, like, just say, they couldn't fix it in the time to get him on the ice Monday.
I know, but doesn't it need to, like, say, I know it's different, but say you broke like a bone.
Right.
And the doctor resets it. Well, it's not ready to go. Like, you can't play with it. Like, it's technically fixed, but it needs all this time to heal.
Well, they'd be able to get a cast on it
and
all that.
Yeah, but like,
now,
it's
in
not
this
fixed.
Case, let's say his jaw is broken.
Yeah.
They would have a chance to wire it. Now, the question is,
God. Can
you play 2 days later after they've wired your jaw shut? And again, it's happened in the NHL. Derek Stepan talked about this. He said, look, it was hard. I did it. So a guy like Chara could do it easily.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, these guys are all psychos. So I guess that would probably be the thing, right? Because so nobody has broken their jaw and then played that game, right?
Like, no,
once they break their jaw, you're done.
You don't have time to get it wired up. And
so like when Roenick destroyed his face, it was the next game he came back. Okay, I got it. Yeah, so maybe that opens the door up. But Fourier did say Dunsky. You don't just toss around a word like Dunsky if you're not, again.
Dunsky.
Well, then he sort of backed off Dunsky last night.
All I know is I got to tune in at 2. I don't know what's up and what's down anymore.
I tuned in at 9 to see if he was going to, you know, spill all the beans. And he might have, but I couldn't hear.
Are they going to get Fourier on Sunday Skate now? I feel like he should probably be like another guy on that show. We have the hockey show every Sunday morning. He should probably jump in there. He's breaking this kind of news. And then the hockey world.
I am confirming he is not playing.
All right. So is that game five or the rest of the series?
What was the encouraging development then? Is he possibly
playing? You're going to have to wait. I don't know. It's like, I'm going to, you know, don't you like being teased, Terry? I mean, I heard that was your thing.
Nice. Great phone. I would say if he's Dunsky, but there's intriguing news, I read that, and I am a professional reporter slash journalist
as well. Observer of the scene.
Yeah.
Dunsky.
I've broken some stories in my day.
Nice.
I would say he's out for game five, in for game six, and in for a potential game seven. That's how I read that.
Dunsky.
No.
Just say, sources tell
me. Sources tell me.
Oh, there you go.
I'm being told,
Dale. Now you've got a scoop.
I do. Scoop's Keefe. He doesn't come out every day.
That means if Jeremy Rutherford writes that
later
today, the entire station will come down on him like a swarm of locusts if he doesn't then give you credit for that.
You need to credit the right people in this business, in this biz, this biznass. Don't you think, Dale? That's what I like to call it. Scoops!
Now,
you gotta credit these people.
I hate to, you know, and I'm not knocking, you know, Fourier
sounds
scoops
like
at
you're
all.
About to.
Well, here's the point.
Okay.
He said we thought it was a broken jaw Monday night on the postgame show.
I mean,
are you going to reveal your sources?
Hell no. You and I said here yesterday.
He probably broke his jaw.
We thought he broke his jaw.
But I wasn't ready to put my name to it, Dale.
I wasn't ready with your mouth.
I did, yeah. Well, I say a lot of things. I can't really. I don't want to be connected to all of these things. But a broken jaw is what he has. But nobody said broken jaw. I said fractured upper jaw.
Oh, well, that's the
big difference. But if there's, again, you can't go with Dunsky and positive vibes or whatever. Because I don't care if, like, oh, in 2 weeks he's going to be back to normal. Guess what? That doesn't matter. Like, for a Bruins fan, great. I'm glad he'll be able to, you know, eat an apple down the road. But what I really care about is if he can play in these games. And I'm sure that's all he cares about, too.
I don't mind a little foreplay, but, I mean, I'd like the answer now. Like,
what? Save that for another time.
They're working blue
this
morning.
These guys,
Andy Hart makes his debut, and look where they take the thing.
Did they do the heartburn segment that we did when Andy was in before? Did they dust that off? Did the heartburn?
It was a different style.
They didn't
do
heartburn?
They didn't call it heartburn.
Heartburn was a good segment. People are still talking about it to this day.
One person is.
Well.
Currently.
Four of us right now are talking about it.
It's only me and you.
Well, all right. Dale, remember heartburn?
I do. I wasn't even here.
No,
but
you weren't. It was a good segment.
You guys talking about it.
Anyway, Dunsky. Last night. What happened, Sean? What'd you eat?
Ticket Tums.
Did you have a bad radish?
No, I just had heartburn. That's all.
What'd you do? Anything? You just let it pass, or did you have anything
just let
to
it
fix?
Pass. You just gotta let
roll
it go,
around
man.
On your tummy, holding a hot water bottle.
He just strips down naked in the middle of his apartment and just rolls around on the floor. Heartburn. Like, that's not how you get rid of it, but go for it, I guess.
If it makes you feel better.
I guess. Heartburn could be really, that could be brutal. You got a bad case of that? I bet you're eating a lot of spicy food, Chaim. I bet you are.
I do eat a lot of spicy food. I enjoy the spicy food.
I like a good spice myself.
We like to call Chris Chaim the Zdeno Chara of this program.
Oh, we definitely
because
do.
Because he had heartburn last night and showed up today.
Look at him. He's still here.
Jolly and ready to go.
Zdeno Chara is contemplating playing with a wired jaw.
Chaim is merry, wouldn't you say?
He's
merry.
Rossi,
like
stay away from the whole fat thing here. Which
yeah,
is where you were going.
Rossi, please.
It's where you were going, Rossi.
Have some respect for your coworkers today.
Dill's a low-key fat shamer, all right? He always brings it up and then always points it at somebody else.
Because Dill lost all this weight, and now he's just calling everybody out. Yeah, he's defending you. I don't know, but he's going to stab you in the back.
He really didn't defend you. He brought it up.
He's going to stab you in that chubby back in just a few minutes. Don't you worry.
Hairy chubby.
Just careful of the sides.
You have to add hairy to it. Leave that alone.
I'm only hairy on the front, Dad. Come on.
Okay. Everybody knows that about Chad. Everybody knows that.
I didn't need.
Super front hairy. Oh. Back, though, like a seal. Smooth as it gets in the back. That is great, Sean. We'll do a side-by-side later on the Twitter.
Oh, we're
good. No? Okay. No, never mind. Never mind. Don't do that. Don't post that.
All right, here's the deal. It's Wednesday, so Wiggy's going to be in the house at the top of the hour.
What time do we have 4A
Wednesdays
on?
With Wiggy.
Maybe noon?
We're going to put 4A on at noon.
Let's get 4A on at noon.
So that he can tell us through an awful phone that he's not going to tell us anything.
I think so. So pencil him in for noon, Sean.
Now you're just pushing too hard.
We'll do it. We'll put
them
on.
Yeah, bring them on.
So we'll get to all of that, but we'll get to your calls next at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, but
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A trend.
So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
He's done.
What do you mean he's done?
He's done. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got. Dunsky.
Zdeno Chara is done for the series.
Done for the series.
No.
What do you? Okay. Well, then we'll find out on Thursday. Dunsky, I got the real inside information.
Well, we know the injury.
Not
but go
playing.
Ahead.
Done.
What's the injury?
Broken jaw.
Yes. So you don't think that's it?
That's it. He's done.
He may be right on half of it.
That made it sound like...
Oh, it was definitive.
He was out for three games.
Out for the year.
There's three games left, at most, 2 to 3 games left, and he was saying, again, you start throwing around a term like Dunsky, you better mean it. And I think he means he is out. However, he's been trying to update it. He said he's been trying to beep it a little bit. He is definitely trying to beep it. He had a really odd appearance earlier in the morning.
I couldn't tell.
Like another confirmation. So I sent out another tweet. Nobody got back.
Yeah, the phone was garbage. Right, and
do what you want to do. I don't care.
This call's Dunsky.
Yeah. Good news is, well done, Andy. Good news is, 2 o'clock, he'll be in studio, not over the phone. So he'll be crystal clear. You'll be able to hear him at 2
They'll
o'clock.
They'll have his microphone on. You'll be able to hear him.
Yes.
It won't be like Mike at the basketball tilt with you,
No, he was off mic. Yeah.
Christian Thayer.
I don't know.
Well, what I'm going to tell you is
speaking of the mic. No, I don't think that was Mutt's fault. I think they just didn't have his mic on.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't blaming Mutt.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was, listen, you don't, we don't do a lot of one-on-one televised basketball games. Maybe we should.
We should. It's obviously
we have the equipment.
The precursor for a lot more stuff.
I think we should do more. But anyway, Dunsky, I'm reading it as maybe out for game five, but he'll return here for game six.
Well, that's
six
not
and seven.
What he said yesterday.
No, he's not, but he says he's got an update to it. That's tough. And then if you're going to demand credit for your report,
which you
now
have
you're
now refuted.
Editing your report. You kind of, I mean,
demand credit for your report, which you now say is probably wrong.
So this is what we should
if
really
that's
do.
What he's saying.
Is Dale should report that he is playing. I'll report that he's not playing. No matter what happens,
the show wins.
The show is right. Well, the show had it. The show was the first to have it. Right?
No one's saying he's confirmed playing.
No,
that's
no.
The one thing.
Not yet.
Nobody has said he is definitely playing. That is definitely true.
So that's out there to take.
I know, but the fact that Fourier is kind of wavering a little bit makes it sound like maybe he will play, and it also takes away from his adamant reporting yesterday that he was out for the entire rest of the series.
Dunsky.
Eesh.
Here's what I told you yesterday. Told you and Jason.
I was all ears.
I think Matt Grizzlick's going to play tomorrow.
I hope so.
I think that Matt Grizzlick has been getting better and better since the hit in game two from Oscar Sundquist. You know, he's had more than a week now to kind of get this thing back on track. I think he's going to play tomorrow.
All right, so map this out for me. If Grizzlick does play, wouldn't that lead more to just going with the sixth defenseman, or do you still want the insurance for him because he's been out for a little while?
I would want the insurance more, I think, if Chara's going to be in than Grizzlick. I mean, any defenseman can get hurt at any time. I understand that. I'd be more worried given the circumstances of Chara's injury if Chara's in the lineup.
Well, it's so fresh.
If Chara and Grizzlick are both in tomorrow night, if I were Bruce Cassidy, I'd be more likely to dress that seventh defenseman.
Just in case. And now it's really kind of for both guys.
Now, if Chara's not and Grizzlick is in, then I think he dresses sixth defenseman and stays with the 12 forwards.
And it might be the sixth defenseman we saw in game four of the Carolina series when Chara was out. And Grizzlick moved up to the top pair.
That's what they'll do.
Yeah, right. Sure. Wasn't that Camphor was in. So you have McAvoy and Grizzlick. Then you have Carlo and Krug.
You don't
want
to mess with them.
Nope. And then Clifton and Camphor, probably. Or more. So one of those, you know, two out of those three guys will play. Or really, Camphor or more.
My
Clifton,
guess
I think
is Moore would stay.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he's been fine.
That's what I think would happen.
Yeah.
I think they'd stick with Moore on the third pair with Clifton.
Yeah.
They would put Grizzlick with McAvoy. They would keep Krug and Carlo together.
And then that would give...
I think Matt Grizzlick's going to play tomorrow.
I hope so. Yeah, that'd be a good boost for them. Right, because if you're just taking away all these defensemen, then now you're just talking about really testing the depth. And, by the way, now people clamoring to take out Backes. Well, now he could stay in with his toughness. Or Achari could stay in, or Heinen could stay in, or my guy DeBrusk, he could stay in the lineup. All those guys have another chance to sort of respond after how they played in game three or four.
We'll get a decent idea about an hour from now, because if I'm right, when I say I think Grizzlick's going to play tomorrow, he'll be practicing this morning at 11:30.
Yeah, it'd be hard to hide that.
If he's on the ice at 11:30 this morning with his teammates, and I think he will be, I think he's playing tomorrow night. Now, Chara, I don't know. As I said, people have done it. If he has a broken jaw, which is what Christian reported, if he has a broken jaw, people have played with him in the past. Mm. And God knows if there's any hockey player on the planet who could do that.
Yeah, it's him. It's definitely him. If it's a... Because I don't know what else it could be, right? Like, unless it's also a concussion on top of it.
Which is possible. You get a shot in the face.
But I don't think they would let him sit on the bench with a concussion, would they?
No, well, that's the whole thing. Usually, if you're in the concussion protocol, you're back in the quiet room.
That's why I think
it can't be. The fact that he was out on the bench indicates to me that it was not a concussion.
Right. Because I'm just trying to think of, all right, what could it be? Puck to the face. What could it be that could cost you the rest of one game, 2 days later, another game you wouldn't be able to play? And again, knowing how tough these guys are, if it's the broken jaw thing and they're able to get the certain surgery done that is needed to be done, and then he's still going to wear that same face mask thing. He's going to have to wear that.
Oh, no. If he plays, it'll be wearing that. Which, by the way,
although did Vince Dunn, be honest, Vince Dunn didn't wear one, did he?
But he also missed six games.
No, he was out for a while.
He had a shield on, but he didn't have the full thing, but he had been out for six games.
Yeah, true.
Look, Zdeno Chara at 6'9" and with a 12-foot stick is not the most adroit puck handler in the world anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder about the visibility. problems for him. If he's got that thing on and a puck in his feet,
Pierre
and
was talking about during the broadcast. He was like, especially for a guy that doesn't even wear the shield, it's going to take him a little bit of time to get used to that. And so hopefully today, if he's able to practice with it, because imagine just being thrown into a game with that right away. Like, that would take a lot of time. It still might, but if you give him a practice, you give him morning skate, you give him time to get adjusted to it, that should help him out a little bit.
Now, if all of a sudden they go on the ice at 11:30 this morning and both Zdeno Chara and Matt Grzelcyk are on the ice, well, then you've got question marks. Then you've got, well, maybe this is possible. Now, the other question here is, let's play it out. Let's say that Zdeno Chara plays.
Yeah.
That he's got the big bubble shield on and he's out there. How long into his first shift will it be before some St. Louis Blue takes a run at him? And by the way, they finish all their checks up high.
10 seconds.
They go after heads on virtually every hit.
Oh, yeah.
How long will it take for them to take a shot at his head?
Based on what we've seen the first four games, within seconds.
Immediately.
Like, right away. And I feel like every line and every defense pairing has a guy that'd be willing to do that. They all throw hits, right? Whether it's like Sundqvist, Edmondson, Petrangelo, it doesn't matter. They'll all throw their body around. So they would definitely do that. And you know what? If I'm Bruce Cassidy, you probably, like what Kalman was talking about, maybe you have to point that out. Maybe you have to mention that. Be like,
say
hey,
it today.
Be like, hey, we know Big Z's dealing with an injury, and we know that they're going to be looking for that, or something like that, because they definitely... You know, I thought the first three games, at times, it could have been a little ticky-tack here and there, and there's just so many penalties being called. But at the same time, St. Louis goes so high all the time that they probably could call a lot. And so if they want to use that as a target on Chara, but he's able to get a few calls their way,
it's a hard target to hit.
You got to get way up there.
Normal-sized defensemen have a hard time getting, you know, up in that area.
But... Right, that's true. I mean, if Brad Marchand was dealing with the same injury, I would say he's screwed.
Right.
Whereas Chara at least is above it a little bit, and those guys really have to go out of their way.
We talked about, you know, taking shots at Chara early on if he was playing. You know they're going to take a shot at Grzelcyk.
Yeah.
We know he was in the concussion protocol. How hard would it be to put him back into the concussion protocol if you're a St. Louis Blue? And I promise you they're going to try.
Well, if they do that, don't you just go right after Vince Dunn? I know he's a little bit more healed, but he just had his mouth wired shut. If you want to play the game, if that's what they do, and if you feel like that's what they're doing, if they're going out of their way to go after Chara, I'm finding Vince Dunn on the ice. Do you think he wants to get hit in the chin again? I doubt it. That's exactly what I would do.
It's this whole chess match thing. It's this whole unwritten reality show, you know, that's going on here. And the extra day in between games has actually helped add to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's given Christian an opportunity to work his sources and get scoops out there and not get credited for it.
I know.
I don't know when Jeremy Rutherford would have been listening to OMF, but...
He probably should be every day.
He should have been.
He's on the app. We got the app you can listen to anywhere. Anywhere in the world. As long as you have Wi-Fi.
And as long as Christian's as long as he's not on his phone.
Yeah. True. Well, no, you can that's the beauty of the app, Dale.
Oh, okay.
You listen to it, radio.com, you listen to the app, and then you can still go about your business. You can be in the notes app, writing down sweet notes for your article while listening to the show. I love it.
And let's get this out of the way because people keep asking me this on the text line and on Twitter. Kevin Miller's not going to play.
He had
a secondary procedure. He is out.
I think it was Rear Admiral from Spit and Chicklets? I think he had, before the playoffs started, that Kevin Miller was done for the playoffs.
Right.
And nobody else had that. And they're like, well, we'll see. But it seems to be pretty right. They're in game five of the cup final.
He is not skating.
He's out. Yeah, that was right. They were dead on.
Kevin Miller is done, so he is not an option. Now, theoretically, if you're missing both Grzelcyk and Chara for tomorrow night, and I've heard, you know, all these suggestions out there, you could stick a 22-year-old on the ice who would be playing in his third NHL game.
Well, listen, you know, one of those storybook kind of moments could be.
In his first NHL game, he got reefed by Mark Borowiecki of the Ottawa Senators, got a concussion, missed 2 months with a concussion.
It's a physical game.
Got back in with Providence, was intermittently in and out of the lineup because, you know, he had some injury issues there. But you would literally be asking him to play his third NHL game in game five of the Stanley Cup final.
It's a big game, though. You know,
it's sort of a big game.
He's been dreaming about it. Maybe this would be the one. No, there are enough guys ahead of him, I think. Or so I thought, right? I mean, I think Kampfer, who we've already seen in the postseason, would have to be above him on the depth
chart. Scored a goal when you saw him.
And he scored a goal. So I think he'd get a crack ahead of him.
All right, let's get to the call. 617-779-7937. Wiggy will be in here at the top of the hour. Dan's in Reading. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dale, how you doing today?
What's going on?
Hey, what's Miller's injury? I mean, that's the first I've heard of that. I mean, he's been out since the end of April.
Yeah, and he had a secondary procedure. It is all they're going to tell you is dreaded lower body injury. It's a leg injury. That's all I know.
So let me ask you something. The play with Petrangelo and Backus the other night in front of the net, if that's a regular season game, do you think that that's a penalty? I mean, the way he took him down was animalistic. I mean, I'm watching this and I'm saying, am I watching WWE or am I watching NHL hockey here? It made no sense to me that there was no penalty there.
I don't want to overstate, you know, the animalistic nature of it. He grabbed Backus by the shoulders and hauled him off his goalie, which I'd like to see the Bruins do more of when Tuukka Rask is getting run. I thought it should have been a penalty. I didn't think it was some dirty, oh my God, he's trying to end David Backus's career. It wasn't anything like that.
No.
He literally wrapped two arms around him and hauled him off.
But I think that's one of the most confusing things about hockey is after the whistle is blown, guys hit each other, and 90% of the time it's not a penalty, and then the 10% of the time it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, which is it? Either let it all go or call all of it. Like, are they allowed to face wash each other every time? If so, fine. That's just part of the game, and you're pulling guys off. Or, you know, Chara and Maroon kind of stick tap each other, like barely cross check each other, and they both go to the box. Like, that's confused. It's hard to keep up with all that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get Wiggy in here at the top of the hour. It is Wednesdays with Wiggy, Dale, and... Oh, wait! Buried the lead. We have Game 5 tickets to give away.
What?
At 12:30 today.
Today?
At noon:30 today.
All right.
We will give away a pair of tickets for Game 5 tomorrow night at the TD Garden here on Dale and Keefe Sports Radio, WEEI. Even beyond the idea of, you know, whether he's going to play or not going to play, whether Grizzlick's going to play or he's not going to play, set all that aside for a minute, okay? How about if the Bruins just play better?
That would help. That would go a long way.
In those two games in St. Louis, shot attempts, St. Louis had 127, the Bruins had 81.
Yeah.
Now, this is shot attempts, not shots on goal, but my point is... get the puck to the net. Play better 5-on-5. Get more production out of your first and second lines. Don't rely almost entirely on the production of the third and fourth lines and the power play as a way to win a game. How about if you do all those things better?
Yeah, I think the most surprising thing to me through four games is the 5-on-5. Just that alone.
Yes.
And how St. Louis has really won that matchup. And I didn't expect that going in. I thought, all right, that would be, even if it was close, it would still be advantage Bruins. And then the big advantage would come on the power play. But 5-on-5, they should be able to handle. And it's been a problem for them. And then obviously if they lose Chara, I mean, that's not going to make it any easier. But maybe Grizzlick returning does help them. But St. Louis is getting more to full strength. Again, getting Dunn and Sundqvist back. After not having them in Game 3, they both come back in Game 4, and that certainly went a long way.
Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
You could call, you know, Zdeno Chara, you know, a freak of nature. You can call him a cyborg, but reality is he's a human being. He's got a broken jaw, and he's in a lot of pain right now. And for him to play, I think it would hurt the team for him playing, because what good is Zdeno Chara out on the ice if he can't beat Zdeno?
Well, and I'm not going to pretend. I've never had a broken jaw, okay?
Right.
I'm only going on what I've read and what people have told me.
You're pretty lucky.
Yeah, I know.
No, you've avoided a broken jaw?
What I've been told is that once it's wired shut, the pain process is not the biggest problem anymore. That it's not the pain, it's the breathing, it's the nutrition. That once it's wired, if that's what his issue is here, that the pain issue wouldn't be the same. Look, I've asked this question forever about professional athletes. You know, X percent of player, let's say Chara
versus
100% of Stephen Kamfer.
Yeah, I think the number would have to be close to 50% of Chara to make it worth it, or 60%.
See, that's what I always
number
wonder.
You want to put it at.
You know, like they'll say, you know, the quarterback. You know, well, not that Brady was...
Oh, Brady limping around is better than Hoyer flying out of a cannon.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
it's not,
you know,
even
what's
close.
What's the number?
Yeah.
And let's say that if Chara plays tomorrow night, he won't be at 100%.
Right.
I understand that. There's no way he can be. But let's say he's at 75%.
Still better. And that's also why if, let's say, Grizzlick can play, that's even more important because let's say you get into the game and you go with your pairing like you normally would, and Chara clearly is not right. Like, he's in a lot of pain and he's not looking as good. Well, you pop Grizzlick up there, and now you're playing Grizzlick, McAvoy, Carlo, and Krug the most minutes, but then Chara's still out there.
And out there a lot on the penalty kill.
Yeah, exactly, but he's not playing 25 minutes. Maybe he's playing 19, but right. You know, you're getting 19 good minutes out of him. He doesn't have to have these long shifts and everything else, and maybe you just kind of reserve him for the penalty kill. That's still more valuable than what you're getting with John Moore or Stephen Kamfer.
Mike's in Draken. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
No, not much. Quick question. I've been thinking about this because, as you guys just alluded to a little while back, the second line is not producing for you at all.
That is true.
So, I don't know if this is going to be a dumb thing, but anyway, what if you swap Backus and Pastrnak? You got bring up Backus first hitting and all that. To help them, the other to help out Bergeron
first of all,
and then bring down Pastor for the speed.
Here's the thing: during this series so far, you've seen a lot of Pastrnak with Krejci and DeBrusk because they've been double shifting him a lot. Mm-hmm. David Backus's minutes are basically, you know, 10 or fewer, 9 minutes, 8 minutes. So he's missing a lot of shifts. They're double shifting Pastrnak. I have seen Backus with Bergeron and Marchand at times as well.
I don't love it either.
If he's not helping Krejci and DeBrusk, how's he suddenly going to help those guys?
No, that'd be my biggest concern is who's playing on the top line then. Like, if you're going to exclusively put Pastrnak on the second line. And this was up for more of a debate, I felt like, earlier in the playoffs when Pastrnak was really struggling.
Right.
I don't know if he's ever regained his regular season form, but he's certainly better than he was. He's not in as much of a funk as he was before. So I'm keeping those top guys together. The second
and
line,
I don't
though,
mind double shifting him and giving him a shift with Krejci and DeBrusk. And and Bruce has done a lot of that so far in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the truth is, too, it's not just Backus sucking the life out of Krejci and DeBrusk.
No, those guys
have had their chances, too, and they have not played very well. So it doesn't. I don't know. I don't think Pastrnak would necessarily jump those guys to the degree where they're lighting up the scoring. I wouldn't see that.
Cassidy all season long has been willing to play around with his lines, juggle things, move guys around, double shift guys. Hey, this line's going. They're going to get more ice time. He's done that all season long. He'll do it again tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You'll see Pastrnak with Bergeron and Marchand. You'll also see him with Krejci and DeBrusk. It'll happen throughout the course of the game.
Right. And then you hope that they can get something going. Now, how many power play chances they get will be interesting. You know, we've seen games where they've had, you know, 5 cracks at it. We've seen games where it's been, you know, only a couple of times. And if they can cash in on that, and that's also a chance to maybe get somebody going. You know, and they'll jumble that up, too, if need be.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Wiggy's in the house. He's been here for a while.
Oh, he's ready to go.
He is coming in here. Coming up next, it's Wednesdays with Wiggy. We've got Game 5 tickets to give away at 12:30 today. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.